I'd like to call to order the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home. Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District is called to order. The invocation, please.
In lieu of the customary invocation, I found a poem that I thought would be apropos for this time of the season, and I'd like to read it as soon as I can find it. Okay. Red is for the blood he gave. Green is for the grass he made. Yellow is for his sun so bright. Orange is for the edge of night. Black is for the sins we made. White is for the grace he gave. Purple is for his hours of sorrow. Pink is for our new tomorrow. May every day be Easter in your heart. May the joy you feel on Easter morning be the joy of each day of your life. And we'd also like to wish a blessed Passover to all those who celebrate that. And as always, we ask that you remember in your prayers our military men and women, and all those who are first responders. And now, if you'll face the flag, we'll make a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll ask the secretary to do the roll call, please.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Joanne Gagan. Here. Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
And the record will reflect that Cherie Morris, tip manager, is also present.
Thank you. Taking over the chairman position wasn't something I was expecting. As I said on a Facebook post, didn't see that coming. But here I am, ready to do the job for the park. In the aftermath of the March 25th meeting, I saw this on a Facebook wall. God never sends you into a situation alone. God goes before you. He stands beside you. He walks behind you. Whatever situation you have right now, be confident, God is with you. And somehow I thought that that was a message posted to my wall because of the times we were in. And I think in those days since, some of you, whether you knew it or not, were speaking to me as God's representatives. I appreciated the many comments that said, let me know if I can do anything to help out. Thanks for stepping up. I'll pray for you and the whole board. I appreciated all those sentiments. I'll tell you, I can only be me. I can't be someone else. The statements in our bylaws and policies will guide me. I'll do my best to see that the board is guided and directed as we fulfill our responsibilities. A couple of other announcements. As I was driving around and looking for some house numbers, I might be preaching to the choir, but we have a number of homes that don't have numbers on both sides of the mailbox or on their home. And I think that was stated earlier this year Joanne, I think, was the one who eloquently said, if there is an emergency and they're looking for your home, you better have some numbers there so they can find you quickly. It might be just that fast. So I would like to reinforce that. Secondly, I would like to ask for any volunteers who might like to help us settle the issue about green space. We've talked about it. We're talking about golf cart access. We got into it with doggy poo and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's time that we, you know, come up with a recommendation to the board for a policy on these green spaces. So I'm looking to form a committee of three people or five, three to five in number, to work on this and bring recommendation to us at the first meeting of May. And I forgot to check the date, but the first meeting of May would be the second Monday. Oh, May 13th. Thanks, Joanne. Next, I'd like to report that after March 25th meeting, we did receive three resignations. They were Allison, Bob Shortledge, and Helen Ferguson. And I will be giving those letters to be filed.
Tallahassee.
Pardon me?
They go to Tallahassee.
And then they will be sent to Tallahassee. We have two candidates who have since come forth to serve on the board. And I would like to introduce them and then ask them to come forward. And our secretary will take them through the oath of office. Okay. I need a motion to accept the three letters of resignation.
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion by the trustees? Any comment from the park residents? Okay, I'll call the motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Nay. Carried unanimously. Okay. Trustee candidates that have submitted a letter and asked to be considered to serve. Joe Prisco, who lives at 1256 Shell Court. Joe is right here. Joe, will you come to this microphone over here so that you will have a microphone to respond to when Joanne asks the questions of you? And Gaston Pelletier of 248 Holiday Park Boulevard. There's a mic back there at the table right near you, so let me just say from their letters, not to read the entire letters. If you're interested in those, you can read them. They'll be posted. Joe says he's submitting his letter of intent to run for the board, and he worked and retired from the federal government as in the Treasury Department. He is also a Vietnam veteran, and he has served on a board in a former community in New Hampshire, and this was from Evergreen Management that acknowledged that he served in their place. Gaston is a former resident of Connecticut, and has an extensive background in industry. I'll just say one of these, because if he was applying for a industrial job, this would be impressive, but his experience in metal spring and metal stamping, CSS. I don't know if he has a CSS shirt on today. Yes, he does. So he has worked on a number of boards and comes pretty well qualified. He has an associate degree from Hartford State College. He graduated from Porter School of Design as a tool designer and has other certificates available upon request. Any questions from board members of these gentlemen?
Do we need a motion to accept them?
Motion to accept.
I make a motion that we accept doing both the same, Joseph and Carson.
Gaston.
As board member, Gaston, as board member.
So moved. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Barb seconded. Okay, now any discussion or any questions? Any from the audience? Becky.
I'm not. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Takes care of that. Done. Yeah, that was easy.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, information's sake, Joe will be taking seat 2 on our little schematic, and Gaston will fill seat 4. Yes.
Since 2016, we moved in. Before that, I was staying over my father's house on Moonlight Court. So,
can you kind of just give us an idea of what you've been bringing to the board from your experiences in your career?
Well, I was an IRS agent, so there you go. So. So, you know, I want to, you know, mention the things that happened in the past. We're going to say leave it in the past, right? That's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it in the past. But if them things happen while I'm sitting up here, something's going to happen. No one's going to go without being punished. Those type of things are not going to be allowed. A lot of things were said, but let's leave that in the past and go forward. My job will be to protect the money and the people of the park. That's what I'm interested in.
Any other questions?
Okay. All right, if you would both raise your right hand.
We didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, raise your right hand anyway, just for the hell of it.
You guys, raise your right.
Okay, we're ready to vote. Trustees, all in favor of accepting Joe Prisco and Gaston Pelletier to the board, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign? Unanimous. Okay, congratulations. And now comes the induction.
Mr. Pelletier, you're going to be sworn in and you're going to have a seat at the board tonight.
Now you finally get to use the microphone, Gaston.
Okay, if you raise your right hand, I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
That I am duly qualified.
To hold office.
To hold office.
Under the Constitution of the State.
Under the Constitution of the State.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of.
Perform the duties of.
Trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Of the Port Malabar.
Of the Port Malabar.
Holiday Park.
Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Recreation District.
Recreation District.
On which I am now.
On which I am now.
About to enter.
About to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I'm looking for a motion to accept the minutes of March 25th, 2019.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of March.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded by Keith and Eloise that we accept the minutes for March 25th. Any discussion? Corrections? Anything of that nature from the board? Anybody from our public? Audience? Okay, seeing, yes. No,
this, we're voting on the minutes of the meeting.
The March 25th minutes.
There's a motion on the floor to accept the minutes of the last meeting, and there was a question. Did you have any question about it? Oh.
Okay, if there is no other comment to be made, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of the motions or the minutes for March 25th, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Carried. Now we have treasurer's report from Keith.
Thank you. Everybody should have the paper for the treasurer's report. Again, tried to do the same thing.
It's not on the agenda. It's not on the agenda.
Anyway,
it's not on the agenda.
The treasurer's report was not listed on the agenda, and we'd like to add that to the agenda after number 6, which follows the approval of the minutes. So treasurer's report is the next item.
Okay. You should all have the sheet that basically gives liquid assets. That's basically what's in the bank. I have posted out in the on the board in the hall these numbers, the pages the board has, and you can look at those out there on the board and see where they come from. But the first one is basically our bank accounts, $1,664,533. And this is supposed to say March, not February, sorry. Is the income was $23,484.71, the expenses were $92,317.44, the net income was a loss of, we spent $68,832 more than we brought in that month. But if you look at the total year, the total income is over $1 million, and the budget says we should only have about $500,000. So according to where we are standing on income, we are way ahead. It's just we get it all in December and January, and then it starts to catch up with itself as we go through. You can also see the expenses for March was $572,455. Budgeted was $578,000, so we're a little behind the budgets, which is good. We're at 98.9% of where we're supposed to be on the budget. Our loans are listed there, and the balance is $370,979.99, and those will be paid down. Now, like I say, this is just a quick report so people can kind of understand where we are and this and that. If you want to know more, it's list all the numbers are, and the backup numbers are listed out on the board, and they are on the website now too. And I will try to get them out at the beginning of each month. Thank you.
Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any questions from the trustees of Keith's report? Any comments? Any public comment on the treasurer's report?
Jean Beach, 1090 Moonlight Court. I'd like to see numbers that come from the QuickBooks rather than numbers that you put together on a sheet, because there's more detail there than what is seen. I know you can see it on there and you can see it on the website, but I wonder why you go to the problem when all you have to do is copy it rather than type all the numbers. Sorry about that, Keith. I don't care for that kind of a report.
Yeah, Mike, I guess the thing is I'm trying to put a summary together, so we print one page, not eight pages for each person out here.
It's attached, though. What you want to see, we have attached, but we will be posted on the board.
Yeah, right. You stand out there on the board and you look at it like this. You don't have an opportunity to look at it and to question you and here you can put any numbers you want on that report. I'm sorry. I just don't agree with the way you're doing your presentation.
Okay, thank you. I did post these out there. Plus, they are on the website, and I put them on the Friday before, so you have the weekend to look at them. They're on the website, all the numbers. Okay.
Any other questions? Right here. Comments? If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, I'll ask Cherie to give the district manager's report.
Good evening, everybody. I don't know if you all have noticed, but we replaced the bifold doors in the office. Very efficient. They're not falling on Lori's head anymore. The electrical wires have all been lifted off of the floor and put in the closet. All old wiring has been removed. One of our new owners donated a bookcase to the office, so all of our manuals and large binders fit perfectly and are organized. LinuxNet LLC Practical Technology has replaced and transferred all of our current data to the new office computers. We have purchased Office 365, downloaded all of the files from File Pro to the new towers. We have a new hard drive to download all data. The hard drive will be kept in the fireproof safe after the Friday download. We also have an auto backup to the cloud. All financial information from the QuickBooks computer are backed up and stored in the cloud every Friday as well. We have successfully processed 16 applications using the background and financial screenings. Four. We have so far collected $400, well, another one today, in estoppel research fees from the title companies, and that would be $100 per each estoppel fee. So we've collected $500 so far. The AC unit has been installed in the back. We have a 5-year warranty on parts and a 1-year warranty on the labor. We're taking the old louver doors from the office, and we're going to replace them in front of the mechanical room, and that will give us better ventilation for the new machine that was installed, and that also will help us get our inspections from the city of Palm Bay. We've hung 4 new ceiling fans with remote controls in the billiards room. The new door has been installed. They installed the hardware today. They did remove that extra door to the right. The drywall area will be drywalled in, and the stucco outside as well. CDA Solutions have pre-fit the doors to the rec hall, and we'll be sending them to be painted, which they did. So we expect installation on Monday, and they did it. So the lobby door installations here to the pool and to the front entrance will follow. The closets to house the hot water heaters for the bathrooms have been electrically prepped for installation of the hot water heaters. They originally planned on installing the kitchen and bathroom hot water heaters on 4/8, which is today. They have been bumped up to the 18th of this month as they are still waiting for one more piece of equipment. The baseboard on one wall in the HPPOA information area has been installed. We'll proceed with the direction of the Board of Trustees on how they would like it to finish. Lori and Jean have been updating the website to be in compliance with the DEO, Department of Economic Opportunity, accountability requirements for our district. Thank you, Jean, for all of your hard work and dedication. We have taken the tops of the poker tables and attached them to the bottom of the small banquet tables. They're sturdy and actually look great as well. Really good recycling. We are organizing a procedures manual for all of the state, county, city renewals and reporting guidelines for our district compliance with these entities. This will be a comprehensive tool for current and future filing requirements by the due date. I have resubmitted the application for the tax surplus refund with the clerk of courts. Again, they process the applications toward the end of the month. Hopefully, we will receive this at the end of this month. And for the grounds, I have 3 bids for the repairs of the Americana fence on the gate. I've spoken to our insurance company. They will send a check minus the $500 deductible when the board votes on the contractor to do the work. The green space at the grounds compound has been seeded and hayed. All debris in that area has been removed. The lake doctors have treated the back pond. They treated it 2 weeks ago. It looks terrible. It's still green and has an odor. We cannot add any more chemicals as this may destroy the wildlife. They said this should take up to another 2 weeks to stabilize. They explained that this is due to the change in the water temperature and it will adjust. The F-150 pickup front bumper was damaged from moving the gas tank into the grounds compound. This should have been moved by Glover Oil, who owns the tank. I was just informed of this last week. An incident report has been filed. The new pool deck furniture has been ordered. The delivery will be in approximately 4 to 5 weeks. I'm still playing phone tag with the city of Palm Bay to get all the fire hydrants throughout the community painted. We have to wait for the city to put this in front of their board for approval. AT&T has finished shooting the fiber optic lines under the roads. They will be coming back to finish cleaning up and repair and sod areas in need. If there is any issue in your area, please let the office know as we can get these taken care of. The green space on Berry Court is in need of some attention. We will be addressing this in the near future. I'm not sure if perhaps we can get a committee together to either sod, seed it, or make it into some type of something that's going to look better. It just really doesn't look real great right now. More flowers were planted at the entrance of the park. We are looking into planting some bushes on the east side of the entrance to fill in the gaps. We have purchased a golf cart for under $900, This will prevent the ground staff from using gas-powered vehicles out in the field for transport. Sign replacement continues throughout the park, street, stop, and exit signs. A real system was ordered to help roll up the pool blankets several months ago. The system ordered was to accommodate solar blankets. The current blankets are too heavy for this system. We tried returning them. They would not take them back. We offered to pay a shelf fee and shipping fees. We listed them on Craigslist with no luck. I've been contacting local pool stores, supply stores, to see if we can get some of the money back. 14. I hired Sal Kersey to power wash a badly molded home. The fee for power washing, cleaning gutters, trimming vegetation, and other miscellaneous items was for $150. The invoice was mailed to the owner for Holiday Park reimbursement. We will file a lien against the owner if we are not reimbursed. Rod Lindsay will have a presentation of bids for the bocce courts. Jim Gahan will have a presentation for the shuffleboard courts at the next board meeting. Future projects, not necessarily in this order. We have mentioned bridges, library renovation, landscape entrance to the rec building, repair the crack in the heated pool, definitely a summer project. Paint walls and ceilings in the billiards room, a soft green to match the felt on the tables. Would like to design a new gate entrance to the pool and change the way the door swings out. And I just want to read two things, one being from HPPOA, from Doty, to Holiday Park Board of Trustees. We no longer have a chairperson for our annual flea market. I'm requesting that you not allow anyone to place donations in the shed without an HPPOA board member being present. If someone comes to the office or to our maintenance workers to place donations in our shed, please have them call me, and then her number is here. This will be posted, and I will arrange a time to meet them there. I ask you to please inform our maintenance team of these new rules. If we get someone to run this event, I will notify you of the changes. Also, we do not want people just leaving donations outside of the shed. Would you please announce this at the next board meeting, which is, well, it was last week, but we're announcing it this week. Just one more. I have two more items. The registered agent was updated March 22nd, 2019 for Port Malabar Holiday Park. Our attorney, Mr. Bone, ceased his representation of our district as a registered agent but never removed himself on the state's website. The renewal of the special district status is renewed yearly in October with a fee of $175. The DEO removed Mr. Bone in October of 2018 because the renewal was not completed timely and the fee was not collected. We received notice in February 2019 and correctly updated the information. We did have to pay a penalty of $50. We were not without the registered agent from February 2018 or March of 2019. The registered agent contact person was not removed until October. Therefore, we were without a registered agent for only 6 months. The state statute requires the state to declare a district inactive for dissolution if it goes 1 year without a registered agent officer. I just want to give you a quick update on 206 Holiday Park Boulevard. I spoke with the attorney today, that's why it wasn't in my report, because I wanted to get it right hot off the press. As of right now, they have not contacted the attorneys, the clerk of courts, the judge, no one. There's been no communication whatsoever with 206 to any type of legal representation. The hearing is going to be held April 25th. She has waived any right to anything. She is not entitled to anything at this time. The motion for default will be filed. The judge can rule either way. It is in my belief that he is going to give us the judgment because she has not responded to any communication whatsoever. So we're hoping that the judge won't grant her more time and that he will see our point of view and won't argue with it, in which case usually they give them 10 days to vacate If they're not vacated in the time frame that the judge gives them, a sheriff will be here. We will change the locks, and she will relinquish any personal belongings she has in the house, period. So it's going to be April 25th is going to be the D-Day. So let's just hope and pray that the judge sees it our way, and he doesn't. Usually Florida's pretty good with things like that. So all we can do is wait and see how the judge rules. But it's coming to an end, hopefully, soon. And that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Do we have any questions of the manager?
Karen Guerrero, 181 Holiday.
I can hear you.
Sure, when is the credit check and the background check performed on buyers, people that are buying, what they're performing?
When are they performed? They're performed as soon as we get the applications.
Okay, so do you get the applications before?
That's the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen, but yes, that is what is supposed to happen. They submit the application. We go through the application and make sure that they've signed everything, crossed every T, dotted every I, the pet information is correct, the age information is correct, and then we take the information and we submit it to the people that do our background and financial checks.
Okay, I can tell you I'm
okay, which one?
The background check is going to be performed after the purchase, which makes absolutely no sense at all to me.
It makes no sense to me at all. And my response to that is, if you purchase a home after you, or if you purchase a home before your application is submitted, you will not get a decal to enter the park. I don't have control of that, but that's the only thing we can do. A lot of times the realtors don't have.
This isn't a realtor, this is private.
Okay, even worse. They should know better. They should have their application submitted and be approved before
but
the sale.
If you go and you ask, what's the procedure? What do I have to do? And they say, fill out the application, is the credit, is the background, $50 a person. And I say, when do I have to return this? And they tell me, oh, when you come back. I said, okay, when I come back, before I sign the papers or after? Oh, after is fine.
I don't know who said that, but that's not our practice.
That's in my office.
Well, I will talk to the I will
told that Thursday.
I will talk to the girls. Okay, that's not our normal practice. I can assure you of that, and I will talk
well,
to the girls.
Well, she didn't sound like it was a normal practice because she didn't think about it. Just come right out of her mouth just like that. That's what's happening. That is totally ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I'm a child molester. There is nothing you can do to get me out of here.
You're right. You're right. And I have no idea how this came out of the office. And I will definitely check that. It makes zero sense for somebody to buy, move in, and not be approved. And like I said, we have our trustees sign off on the applications, and they don't get a decal. They do not get a decal to enter this park. It means you can't get into the park. Well, see, that's the problem, you know. People don't know the protocol, and you know, to get it out there, you have to be approved, you have to submit an application, and we just started doing the background and financial checks. They were never done in the history of this park. Right. Well, we've processed more since this total. 16. Yes. The ones that I just spoke of, yes.
But they don't own the property.
They shouldn't.
They should.
I can't go, when I'm working with a realtor, it's difficult. Sure. Yes.
I hear you.
Talk into the mic.
Well, we just started this, okay, and every application that has been submitted, there has been a background and a financial check done. Okay? I've had some people call and say, well, we closed on the house 2 days ago. So my response is, well, you're not supposed to close on your house and then submit your application. We need to educate these people and tell them this is not the way things are done. You submit your application, you are approved, and then you can close on your house.
So what you're saying is that when the loophole has been discovered,
and it will be taken care of. It will be dealt with. We are working diligently in that office to get things right.
So what you're saying is the loophole will be closed.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Bob Shearer, Community Development Department. I just have a question. I die tomorrow, and I give, I don't know, well, you're not. I give my kids my house. Okay, they're in the new owner. They're going to have to go through a credit app to find out who are the owners of the house. But that's what you're saying, they become the new owner. Where does this, I'm not sure that where we come up with, that we can actually have, if someone can afford to buy the house, where do we say you gotta have a credit check when you live in our park? Where did that, I remember that coming out, but that doesn't make sense to me. And I think most of us here are all gonna say, so you could be limiting my kids to be able to come in and take over my house because you don't feel they have the right credit? Where does the board have that right to do this? I think we need to review that, guy, very heavily.
Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Thank you, Bob. I've talked about this before. When we moved in the park, it was a one-sheet application. You put your name, address, phone number, and somebody to contact if you drop dead. It's now up to 13 or 14 pages. And frankly, I think a lot of it should be revisited and thrown out. That's my honest opinion. I don't think that you got any right to do a financial background check on people moving into this park. 90% of the people who buy a house buy it through a realtor. In fact, there's another example. We just had a couple that were bought at auction by an LLC, and I was standing at the office, and the guy came in. He already owned it. He didn't have no background check or police check or anything. I think we've opened a big can of worms. It's only going to create problems. And I really think it needs to be revisited.
We can't hear.
Any other comments?
Drop the financial. Can
Aaron Frisco, 1256 Shell Court. Now, since we're talking about filling out an application and getting a background check, making sure you're financially able to live in the park, I just want y'all to know that my husband and I went to lots of parks before we came here.
If there are no further comments, I will ask for a motion to accept Cherie's report.
I so move.
Is there a second to accept the report of the manager?
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Like sign? Carried. The next order of business is to appoint Eloise Raffo to the position of first vice president. Looking for a motion.
I so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments from board people? Any comments or questions to the issue of Eloise moving to the first vice president position from the audience?
I can't hear.
Looking for comments from the audience on the motion to elevate Eloise to the position of first vice president. Okay, hearing none, I call the question. All in favor of Eloise's appointment, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay, moving to the item of new business. We have a new ICE form. And we're asking for this to be approved. I would ask for a motion and a second, and then I would call on Jean Beach to give us some background information. Is there a motion to adopt this?
I so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. For the in case of emergency form. Jean, do you want to address this for us?
Jean Beach, 1090 Moonlight Court. Jack and Lori and I looked at all the forms that were on the website. And one of the forms, most of the forms there were outdated. So they have been revised. This one is really has really been revised. The in case of emergency, the ICE is in case of emergency. The currently what is on the website has to do with your medical record. And so that you could fill out the form and put it on your refrigerator so that if you had an emergency, somebody would come in. Well, we thought that the forms really needed to be forms that the district needs and the district uses. And when we asked Lori about that, Lori said, yes, that they do need in case of emergency. Who does the district call if there's an emergency for you? Not what kind of medications are you taking. That's none of the district's business. So because of that, I redid the in case of emergency. And it has places where there would be a person could list four different people. Don't have to do that many. But the reason it's here, it's not just for that. Through the years, last few years anyway, I've heard it said that, you know, if a person doesn't have anybody to leave their property to, they could leave it to the district. Okay, thinking about that, I put at the bottom of this form, there have been several cases where residents have passed away and not made legal arrangements for the transfer of their property. Hence, the property is either tied up in estate process or becomes abandoned and a major problem for the district. And then there's a line, I have made legal plans for to inherit the unit at my death. It's just information for the district. And then under that I put, if you have not made plans for someone to inherit your unit, you may designate the district as a beneficiary of your unit. Please contact an attorney to legally plan to bequeath your unit. All information provided will remain confidential in district files. Now that's being really proactive. And I thought that I don't have the authority to put something out there. It's just something that I thought that the board could think about and either say yay or nay to. And I'll be glad to take your questions if you have any.
I have a question. I think you're going to need to modify the form. You need the name of the person somewhere on the form, their address, their phone number.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Yeah,
Maybe the name of the guy who's getting inherited, or woman.
Yeah. Might I be was just thinking about too. The inheritance.
A little bit. So you can at least call him.
Thank you, Joe.
Be, you know, John Smith from where?
Thank you.
He's getting it, though.
Thank you. That's why more than one person needs to look at these things.
You'll all be fighting over.
Okay. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So you we'll have to add name, address, and phone number.
Yes, we will. Yes. After I add the name, address, and phone number, does it need to come back to the board?
I think we could assume that that'll be done.
You can assume it without going to the board, coming back to the board.
Well, if the board wants to vote on it as now with like just like we do it, accept a minutes with correction, we'll do the same thing here.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Any other questions? Patty?
Okay. If that's...
If you don't have any money set aside for an emergency, you're going to be...
Yeah, we'd be happy to have the board take a vote. Or, Jean, the ice form, all of us know as a medical emergency, I think if you're going to put a ice form for the office, you need to do a different name on it. I think it's too confusing.
Yeah, just some clarification. A nice form was, I brought it up years ago through HPPOA, and it was in case of emergency, and it was something that you did keep with your medical records so that if anyone had to come into your house, an ambulance driver, they take it right away. They know exactly what to bring it to the hospital, and they know of your medications, et cetera. And it was called ICE in case of emergency. By the way, if you haven't put that in your phone under I, do it. That's the first thing first responders look for if they find your cell phone. ICE in case of emergency. Make sure you put the name, phone number, and the relationship to you in that phone. That original ICE form was going out to new residents in their welcome packet. I don't believe that's being done anymore, so if you want to rename this, it is still being done? Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay. So,
okay, so we're just talking about the website. What wording would you like me to use for the website?
I think DICE would be district, ICE.
DICE.
I like that, district I see.
Okay, I'll just add the word district to the front of it then. Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? If not, I call the question that we adopt this with the provisions that were given to Jean to add to the form. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Okay. Under old business, I don't know, Cherie, did you get any information at all from HPPOA on the gazebo?
I have not.
Okay.
I've discussed it a little bit with Rod, but we really haven't gone anywhere with it. It is still under old business. Apparently, it's been approved. HPPOA will be donating the $3,000, and we will be matching it with $3,000. So if I would love to talk to Rod more about it, if somebody else would like to speak to Rod about this, we can get it underway. I know, I'm looking right at him. All right, we're going to hear from you in just a minute, so we can discuss it then.
Okay, the Americana gate repair.
I have the three bids, and I'm hoping that the Board of Trustees were able to look at those. The money is waiting right there to be sent to us. All we have to do, I've given you my three bids and my suggestion is Professional Grade Fence Ink. I did some research. It's been a while, so I've had plenty of time. So Professional Grade Fence, and I would go for the first bid. With this particular bid, we also have Quality Fence, and we also have USCA Fence, Florida Fence Corporation. I hope you had a chance to look through these. This is the most comprehensive, and I think we're getting more for the money. And they're going to haul away all of the old fence, and again, it speaks for itself. They have the diagram over to the left of how they're going to do it. They're all pretty much, they're very, very similar. I just like this company. They were very professional, and their lead time was the least amount of the other fence companies as well. So that's my suggestion. And this, yeah.
How do we pay?
Pardon?
They do half the job first. And we, pay them
all. We give them a down payment.
Okay. I don't like to give anybody.
No. We never pay the whole thing. And this is, of course, all galvanized.
Okay, so you are recommending from Professional Grade Fence.
I am.
$3,900.
Correct, minus
bid.
The $500 deductible from
minus
the insurance.
Minus the $500 deductible. Okay. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we have Professional Grade Fence Incorporated do the gate at Americana.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions, comments?
Well, for their bid, yeah. $3,900 minus the $500.
So it's 39 minus the 500 for.
No, it's 39.
Well, we're paying him $3,900.
No,
we're just
accepting their bid of $3,900.
Right.
Don't need to mention the $500.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Clarified for everybody? Accepting their bid for $3,900 for the gate at Americana.
Does it say anything in here about them providing the permitting?
There was a question about permitting.
They take care of everything. We don't have to pull permits or anything. I don't believe we need any, but if there is a permit required, they will take care of it all.
Probably not. Just replacing.
Yeah, they just have to be bonded, licensed, and insured, and they are.
Any questions from the residents? Bruce?
Thanks a lot. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We have three bids. Are they all for the same thing or what? Because when I looked at them a month ago, there was one for $2,500 with the regular swing-out gates, and then there was one for $3,500 for the rolly gate like we have. Frankly, we never should have put in that rolly gate 3 or 4 years ago for $4,000 then. It was a waste of money. We had gates that opened out just like they do down over there at the guardhouse. These have worked for 40 years, or better than 40 years. I would replace it with the regular swing-out gates. Forget that rolly gate because it's just another problem you're going to have. So I would like you to tell us what the different bids are and what they are.
I will be more than happy to give you a copy of all of them, Bruce. Yeah, this is remove old gate and haul away to the dump. Okay, install a 24 cantilever gate, galvanized, full setup, no new posts, 4 new rollers, straighten the 3-inch posts. Okay, that was the one for 39. Install the, I think it's Dexable drive gate, with the galvanized, the full setup for four posts, add one new post, 4 inches, to replace the 3-inch post. That's $28.50. There's a diagram here, if anybody wants to look at it, if you want to see it.
Is it a roll or a swing-up?
It's going to be a roll because they're replacing the new rollers, the four new rollers. If we do that, then we're switching out the whole system, so it's probably going to be a little bit more money.
You showed me you paid $2,500.
Yeah, I have two. They actually, each company bid it two different ways. Okay. After doing the research, looking at the diagrams, and speaking with all three of the contractors, like I said, that was the best I thought that we would get for our money after they had explained it, both on the Americana side and also from looking from the park outside, from American looking into the outside looking to Americana. Like I said, Bruce, I'll be happy to give you all three bids if you want to. I'm just going with what is already there and just, replacing the hardware that was damaged and the fabric, of course, that was damaged as well.
Bruce.
We have Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We have a problem in the park. Every time we buy stuff, or every time we have contractors do things, we seem to get screwed. I looked at two bids. One was for an opening gate like this for $2,500. The other was for the roll gate for $3,600, or whatever the prices were. I recommend we replace it like it was before this stupid roll gate got in there. It'll be just like the gate down at the guardhouse. They open it and close it and use it all the time. You just open it up like that and you close it like that. Very simple. The cheapest way you can do it, never mind the rollers and all that crap that we put in there. Throw it away. It's all damaged anyways.
I'll just make the comment. I'm just repairing and replacing what was there with the existing. You know, if you want to change that, you certainly can. I mean, that's why I'm presenting it to the board. To me, after doing my research, that seemed like the most logical thing to do.
Allison.
Allison, what happened to when this first happened? The report was we have a $500 deductible, our insurance company's going to pay for the rest. What happened to that?
They still are. I don't know.
Oh. We're just accepting.
We're not paying the $3,500. We're paying $500 deductible.
Right.
They're going to send us the balance in a check.
We just put up the motion to accept this company.
Right.
We're not paying. We're just paying the deductible. That's, that's all
we're
paying.
We're not paying the $39. We'll pay
$5. Any other questions? For clarification, the bid is for $3,900. We didn't say how it was getting paid, but the inference is the insurance will pay us $500 deductible. So.
No, we're paying $500.
No, we're paying.
All we're paying for the total end product is $500. That's our deductible. The insurance is covering the whole rest of it.
The thing we're voting on is the quotes that were presented.
Go ahead, Barb.
The only thing we're voting on tonight is which company is going to do the work. We're paying the $500 deductible, and the insurance company is going to pay the company that's going to do the work. Okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
And that's going to pay for it.
Shouldn't be that difficult.
That way is for our holiday. With insurance, have you submitted those to the insurance company? Have you gotten approval from them? Because sometimes they will kind of throw
Okay. This is one of the emails I've received. It says, it is entirely up to you as to who you would like to complete the repairs. I only need the estimate from the company you wish to use, and I can issue payment from the estimate minus your $500 deductible. Let me know if there's anything I can do in the meantime. Sincerely, Forrest Scott. And this is the claims representative from Florida League of Cities in Orlando. So all he's waiting for is, I have the three bids, all he's waiting for is the invoice. Basically, I've already sent pictures. I've already sent the dates, the times, the police report, everything that I had to back it up. So we're just waiting now to send him the invoice, and then we will get a check for the invoice.
Okay, did they say anything about if it happens to close again within a certain period of time, will they pay for it again?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen again. I mean, this kind of is a freaky thing, and it's in the first place. You know, I really can't answer that.
All right, I'll ask the Board of Trustees to vote on the motion that we accept the bid for $3,900 from Professional Grade Fence. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, we are now ready for a bocce court presentation. Mr. Lindsay.
I don't think so. How's it coming through? All right. Can you hear me? First off, I'll address the on the gazebo. If you all recall, we had a lot of problems after the hurricane, and it damaged the one that was there. It had been there for some time. And the decision was made to tear it down after somebody came up with a solution was that was not our land that it was on. So therefore, it was taken down. It could have been repaired, but it's probably the best interest that it didn't. Upon research, it was found that is, in fact, our land. In fact, Allison is the one that done the research on it and came up with that. Based on that, she asked me if I would look into the possibility. Bob DeFault had been working with it for about a year on trying to find a replacement on it. Here in Florida, trying to find a gazebo at this time of year, or I guess most any time of the year, is rather difficult. The closest one I could find was over on the West Coast. They really didn't want to come over here to do it, put one in. And the place I located down in Palm Beach, they said, that's fine, but we don't have any in stock. We won't have any until next year. I went to the group up in Pennsylvania that makes the gazebos up there and found one, a 10-foot gazebo up there. The total cost with the hardware, which we would buy, the anchoring hardware here locally, would be less than $6,000. It is made out of the plastic material on it, there rather than the wood, so we wouldn't have to worry about the rot and everything that we've had on the previous one. So that has been, I've talked with them, I haven't within the last 3 weeks. They gave me a price on it, and it would fall within that $600. HPPOA would split half of the cost with us at $3,000. So the prices that I had were good through 1 April. I will be gladly check back with her and find out if she will extend that price to us. So that's where we stand with that. It's back here, it's all approved. I've made arrangements with them. The delivery, there's no charge for delivery on it. They deliver it. It comes in sections. We have to have it assembled down here on it. Any questions on that from the board?
Is there any warranties or what do they do?
It's a white plastic material like all your chairs and stuff.
Okay, so since we're putting it together.
Yeah, we just put it in sections that we put together.
Okay.
Any questions from the audience? Okay, let's move on to the bocce court. We had an upswing about 3 years ago in people wishing to play bocce. And the court that we had, we could not use if it rained. The water sat on the court for about 2 days. It was a clay-type court. Even though the court was above ground, the water would not drain down on it. We put temporary drains in underneath it. That helped a little bit, but not much. So we decided to do something about it. We got a bid from Nitti up in Sanford, that's the name of the company, Nitti, to put in the new court with the oyster shells in it for us for around $5,500. We had them put it in. They'd done the complete job. We didn't have to do anything on it. That has worked out very well for us. Since then, there's even more people that's decided they like to play bocce. Then we decided we needed a second court. I went back to Nitti again, and they said, we no longer use the oyster shells. We have a composition of clay and sand that we use. We knew what our experience was with that. So then I started looking at other areas to try to find oyster shell. Oyster shell here, the only place I could find it was on the west coast of Florida. Became very expensive on it. I went back and locally on the internet, and I did find a place up in Georgia that has the shells. They would deliver it to us down here. It would around, I believe it was around $3,900. I have the figures down here on it. But anyway, then we done some research. Jim Gahan got hold of a company down south that I had already been talking with, and they gave him a different price, a better price than what I was even getting. So our choices are right now either replace that second court, which has got the gravel in it, they call gravel in Florida. It's just round stones, and that's the problem on it. It's like if you drop a pebble in the water, it just flies when you hit it with a bocce ball. So we're looking to replace that second court or refinish it. The options were to put in a brand new concrete court, to put in a concrete cap on the existing court. We would have to lower the shells levels in it some, or put in one with oyster shells. And in searching, I finally was able to locate three different companies that would put in the shells for us. The figures ran from, if Nitti came in and put in a concrete court for us, it would run about $15,000. If the court, now the problem with Nitti, one of the problems was they wanted to replace both courts at the same time, so that'd been $30,000. So that was out. We figured that was out. Now a contractor to install the shells we have found, which replaces them what's in there right now and uses the current material inside to fill in between the courts so that we've got a nice surface in there. That's $7,500, and that's down out of Palm Beach, down in Florida on it. The other alternative we looked at was trying to do it ourselves. And when I got through everything, the equipment we'd have to rent to offload the shells, if we got the shells from up in Georgia, because they come in a cubic yard, which weighs about a ton, and they're in a bag, then we would have to put the shells in, shovel the dirt out and everything. We're a little bit old to be doing that, I think. So my recommendation is we're going to get somebody in from that company down in West Palm Beach, let them get feet on the ground and give us an accurate look at what they've got, and make sure that they can provide the bid. My recommendation would be to go to the shell court. Any questions?
I have a question for you, Rod. My grandfather had a court, and his was stone dust. You can't use stone dust in Florida?
The stone that you get down here are round stones, and they won't lock together like gravel stone.
They don't have the ground-up dust? Yeah. No.
The oyster shell with the sharp edges locks together and settles down. If you go out and look at the court now, the one on this side is oyster shells. The other one is the Florida stone. They will not lock together. Uh-huh. Any other questions? No, could just the one court, replacing the second court.
Could you please step to the mics when
we have
questions?
We have oyster shells in the first court already.
It's Bob Shear, 382 Holiday Park. Sorry. I have a question. So it's really not shells you're going to use. It's flour. Am I correct?
It's ground shells, and when they grind it down fine enough, they call it flour.
They call it flour, yes.
When you get way
down
to 1/8.
You're only
going to
do the second court, though, correct?
We're going through the second, which is up to 3/8 of an inch, I believe it is.
Okay. So, but if you do 2 inches, you need 3 yards, 3 ton, $305 a ton, $1,500, and then they're probably going to charge you $1,000 to deliver it. That's $2,500. This is a job that our grounds crew could do. I agree, Rod. You guys don't need to be out there doing it, but could our grounds crew, you're talking less than $3,000 to do that court. And do you have our grounds crew do it?
I looked at that on it. Now, you've got to keep in mind, Bob, that we've got to have material handling equipment to offload the truck. The 1,000-pound bags, they are ton bags. We got to have something to move them over with. We got to have something to take the ground stone out that's in there and place it in between the
No, I think
floors.
That what they told me was we could go right over top because that's already your base.
No, we don't have the adequate clearance for the balls. They would jump out over the side if we hit it solid. We need at least that much distance, and that's all we have right now. So we've got to lower. We have to lower the shell level that's in, the stone level that's in there right now.
Okay. Because you're adding 2 inches is what you need to get it, max, to get it to a good court.
I gave the contractors the dimensions of the court to go in with 2.5 to 3 inches of shells on it, and that's what they came up with.
Yeah, well, the guys that you're talking about from Georgia said 2 inches is a good court. That's all you need. I did a lot of research on that for you, and 2 inches is sufficient. I can't believe that you're putting 2 more inches in there, your balls, because you already have 6-8 inches in there because you planned for more.
Even now, we get balls out over the side with a 6-inch clearance. Seriously.
Going to have a hard time selling me on $7,000 to $10,000 for a bocce ball court.
I had a hard time getting to Georgia to even answer me. I finally got back to him and got an answer out of it. Any other questions, comments? Thank you.
Any other comments? Board members? Rod, would you restate once more your recommendation would be?
And the cost?
And the fee?
Okay. So what are we looking for a motion for? Rod, I'm just asked, you want us to make a motion to kind of accept that bid or allow you to go ahead and get them down here to make sure that bid is good? Okay, so what you're looking for is a motion to do this as long as we can get a confirmation from the company they can do a good job for this price. Okay, I will make a motion that we accept that bid as long as we get a confirmation from the company that they will do what we desire for that amount.
I have the information. I'll give you the
Is there a second to that motion?
Yeah, I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any other comments from board people?
I have just one question. Rod, is this contractor going to come down without any type of initial fee? I mean, what if he comes down and says, no, sorry, can't do it? Do we have to pay him for it?
I don't think you will, because he's already submitted a bid.
Where is this person coming from?
West Palm Beach.
Oh, West Palm. I thought it was the company from Georgia.
Okay, are we in understanding that this is the West Palm Beach company that Rod is referencing? Okay, it's moved and seconded. Any other questions? If not, I'll call. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign? Okay. Thank you, Rod. The fourth item said basically take a look at the lobby there for the floor molding and the samples. If you have any questions or comments, address them to Cherie. Okay, moving on to item 11. Pardon me?
We had already passed the gazebo several meetings back. In the money, he was just reporting.
There was a question about the gazebo, and Keith said this was passed several meetings ago, so it's covered. I'll trust his memory, okay. I think. Okay, any public comment? Yes, Karen.
Well, I'm going to bring that to the community. I'm going to bring it to the board. You all can choose whatever you want. Tell me what you want. I'm willing to go out and do the legwork, get samples, whatever you all want, that's fine. This is Joanne and I got together with the representative from the flooring company, and that's what we chose, and we liked it. Apparently, you all don't like it, or a certain amount of you don't like it, so this is a community thing, and we want to make everybody happy, and it should be a collective decision. So it was voted on. It was presented, and it was voted on. My goodness, I want to say back in maybe November or December. Maybe November and December, or one of those months. I can check the minutes. Well, this is... We still have the library to do, and that will go in the library as well. Maybe not the baseboard, but this is why we're talking about this. It's not installed yet. So let's discuss it, and let's figure out what we should do. Just one side of one wall is installed. Right. Well, this is why we're talking about it, all right? We have not installed the entire area.
Can we return it?
I don't know why you would want to return the product, but yes, they said we can return it if we want to.
It doesn't match.
It's
it doesn't
Why don't you all get a committee? That, you know what? Get a committee together, and I'll do whatever you guys want. If you want me to go pick out different, or you pick out the tile, I'll be more than happy to do the legwork. Grout, you want to put the rubber back up there? That's fine as well. This is your park. I am going to supervise whatever you guys tell me you want to do. That's fine. That's fine. Karen, that's fine. Tell me what you want. I have been begging. I've been begging for a committee to try to get this. I'm more than happy to work with everyone here. More than happy. Tell me what you want. Seriously, you want to head up the committee? That would be awesome. We can still return it. Not the pieces. Well, again, like I said, this was voted on at the board meeting. Joanne and I chose it. We liked it. Some of you don't. So please, if you can get a committee together and choose what you'd like, I'd be more than happy to work with you with colors, product, installation. Well, Karen, what would you like? Tell me so I can. It's only one wall, Karen. We can change that. It's only one wall. We can. I understand what you're saying. It's not a huge amount of money that, you know, has been spent on this. No, if you don't like it and we turn the product, we can either change it out for something different. No. I don't, Joanne, that wasn't special ordered. No, it was a stock item.
Can we move along? Yeah. We don't want
Give
to
me
turn
a committee
a
and I'll do whatever
here.
You guys want. That's the best I can do.
Bob. Let's have a discussion cease on this. I think there was an offer made, and I don't know why we wouldn't want to redo this. We already had it brought to the board and acted on, and now we're back.
Should be cut on an angle, but you have a payment now. you're going to put a border around there and hit it all the spots. The floor is a cement floor and it's not perfectly level. You got to do probably going to put a bowl base on there. A problem. I don't care what level you put on, but you got to have something that's got some kind of a give. Because the walls are not perfect and the floor is not perfect. So you can't do a perfect job on something that's not perfect to start with.
Right.
I'm going to make a suggestion. The next meeting is a workshop meeting. Why don't we ask the representative from that flooring company to come in and explain what can and what can't be done, and maybe we can resolve something.
It sounds like we've got plenty of people here. I think they should take the project on, and they can choose whatever they'd like. Sure. I think that might work, and let the majority, you know, choose and select what materials they want, you know, and give them what we have and a budget to work with, and then everybody can be happy. If they want to have the hall painted, I'll paint it myself. I love to paint. I've got plenty to do in the office, but summer's a little bit slower. You want a different color? I'll paint it. I want you guys to be happy. This is not a big tug of war with me. You know, I'm trying to do the best I can, and that is to make the park beautiful and to work with everybody.
Sal.
Not going to be perfect.
So let's come up with a compromise, start arguing about the trivial stuff here, and get on with the bigger business. They were
so disgusted with that.
That's fine.
I got 32 calls.
I move that we table this and see if there's any action in terms of a committee or volunteers who want to try to resolve this issue. I don't think any more discussion is going to resolve the issue at this point in time. Any other public comments?
We're on number 11, public comment, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. On March 25th, I want to share with you about Bob Schroeder, 190. On March 25th, I wanted to share with you about a serious situation. I requested her to text or email me the resolution, so I had documentation. As of this day, I have not heard anything. Why?
I'm sorry, Bob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bob, can I just ask, could you repeat what you just said? I'm not sure you understood the whole question or comment.
I said on March 25th, Sherry about a serious situation that we had while she was off. She knows what the situation is. I requested her to text or email me the resolution, so I had documentation. I love documentation. As of this day, I have not heard anything or received anything. Why?
What am I supposed to write? I don't know what to write. What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. So. I don't understand the question.
Sherry knows the question.
But I don't. I have to take notes. I don't understand. What are you asking? You.
If we want to go there, we're going to go there. My dog was almost hit by one of the mowers. It missed by 6 inches.
Okay, so this is.
I wanted to find out what the resolution was that she had, that this never happens to anybody else in here. Their kids or them. I can show you a piece on the internet where a piece went through a woman's leg because her husband was
So the thing has to do with the door.
My question to her was, why didn't the mower stop when it seemed me coming? Because they do that for everybody. This mower, I feel.
Maybe he didn't see you.
Tried to run over my dog.
I think I would like to direct you to take that up with her. I don't think that has to be discussed in this setting. Order, please. I have given a directive that I think it should be resolved between you and the district manager, and it doesn't have to be in front of the whole park. Make an appointment and see her. As soon as you make an appointment. Sal, please. It's,
I will take what you just said, and I'm going to expect a resolution of this matter in writing for her.
I'm not dictating.
I just want to add, excuse me, I apologize for interrupting. We've had this conversation, Mr. Shortledge, and I have addressed this with the lawn crew. I was not there. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm not calling Sean a liar either. It's unfortunate that it happened. There are other extenuating circumstances leading up to this incident, okay? The thing is, I did reprimand him. I cannot fire him for something that I know nothing about. He was reprimanded. I did speak to him as well as the entire lawn crew, and I put signs up in the grounds compound to make them aware of pets in the community and also people. I don't know what else you want me to do. It is documented. I just didn't send it to you personally, okay? I took care of it the best way I thought to. I wasn't there. No one was there. It's your word against someone else's word against yours. Again, I am not calling anyone a liar, all right? Any court of law would agree with me on this. I understand, and I totally sympathize. However, you just don't fire someone from hearsay. Maybe it did happen. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I can assure you it was dealt with.
Let's move on to trustee comments. Any comments from anybody?
Yeah.
Eloise?
Yes.
Please.
These meetings are held for public information and public comment, not for taking anybody apart, okay? The matter that Sherry dealt with was a personnel issue. It does not belong in public open meeting. Sherry dealt with it with Bob. Doesn't belong. Personnel matters should not. We could be sued over discussing personnel matters in open meeting, regardless of what the sunshine law in this silly state says. We could be sued over discussing personal matters. So please, let's not do it again.
Keith?
I just want to welcome the new members to our board. Thank you, and for stepping up and taking on the responsibility. Thank you.
Joanne?
No comment.
Barb, comment?
I want to thank everyone for coming. And like I said, like Sherry said, we could have a painting party. Pick out the color. We could have some fun. Anyway, thank you for coming.
All right, waiting for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Motion adjourned.